Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head on over to the BetQL guest hotline. Say hello to Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News. Of course, he was in D.C. up until 2012, where he covered the Skins for the Washington Times. Ryan, it's been a while. It's good to talk to you, man. How are you?
Oh, good, guys. Good to join you this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. So, kind of out of the blue, as I was driving home yesterday, I heard the breaking news here on 106.7 The Fan that Stephon Diggs was on the move, getting dealt to AFC rival Houston. He's on the move. The Bills get a second-round pick in 2025 in return. I believe a fifth and sixth rounder also went to Houston as part of the deal. How long has he been agitating to get out of Buffalo, if that was the case? And did this surprise, you know, the team and the fan base and the media there in Buffalo as this happened?
Yeah, I'll start with the second part. It was a surprise. We're about a month into the league year. You figured if a Diggs-Bills divorce was going to happen, it would have happened around mid-March when those other trades are finalized. So everybody can then plot their way to replace them or really dig in on the draft for the receiver. So it was a surprise. And you know, one thing that we couldn't get an answer on yesterday, the Diggs camp asked for this trade. That part would not surprise me. Or would not have surprised me if the Bills said to him, hey, maybe this is a time to sort of mutually part. But the fact that they didn't get a draft pick in this month's draft, they have to wait till next year to use that second rounder. They were fine giving him away for just even what they thought was fair value.
I saw that you tweeted this out, and you can dive into it a little further for us. You wrote the Bills no longer felt the production was worth the drama. And we talked about this earlier, that if you looked at the first 6 weeks of the season, he had five games over 100 yards. After that, zero.
Yeah, and one touchdown, guys, over his last 10 games, regular season and playoffs. The correlation between Joe Brady taking over as the interim coordinator around midseason, Diggs' production went down. They started throwing him short passes, which is not in his wheelhouse. So, you know, by all accounts, it was a drama-free season after such a tumultuous offseason. But there was always something around the corner, whether it had been a tweet or a sideline explosion or a stomp out of the locker room. Mm-hmm. I think the Bills were just getting ready to get out of the Stephon Diggs business after 4 years, just like Minnesota was after 5 years.
Did his teammates enjoy him? It depended on the day.
Yeah, I think that's the key part. I mean, they voted him a captain, but they also had eight captains. I mean, that's way too many, but that's aside the point. Is he was respected in the locker room because he showed great toughness. He played every game, and then I think guys respect the talent. But this is, I think this becomes Josh Allen's locker room even more so today without Diggs and some of these other personalities no longer on the roster.
Did Josh Allen ever go to Brady when he took over and said, we're not using Diggs the right way, or did he just not feel comfortable doing that? Like, I would guess he would speak up if he didn't feel like you're utilizing Diggs the best way for the offense.
Yeah, I'm sure Josh had those conversations with Brady when they took over, since Joe was still the quarterback coach at that time. I think what they did discover is that this offense should go through Dalton Kincaid, the tight end from Utah, who was a first-round pick last year. He got more involved later in the season. Khalil Shakir got more involved. And they just – I don't know. You know, one thing that would have been asked and probably still will be is, why wasn't the Brady Diggs thing working? Was it where they're using staff? Did they feel like he couldn't win downfield anymore? They obviously felt he was a diminishing player if this is what they got for him in a trade.
Mm-hmm. So no Diggs going forward, no Gabe Davis either. He was a free agent. He lands in Jacksonville. So maybe they will have to lean a lot more on Kincaid going forward. More of James Cook out of the backfield. I know that Brady liked to use him as a weapon, not just running the ball, but receiving the ball. So I guess those guys are going to be picking up the slack with
and
no
they could
Diggs
draft
no
one.
No, I think, Davis there.
Where are they picking? 28?
28. And yeah. I think that's the other takeaway from yesterday, guys. Is, you know, they'll say they haven't painted themselves into a corner by having to take a receiver at 28. Well, they kind of have. And they probably got to move up a little bit to get one of the top five or six guys. So, you know, I think a key thing for Josh Allen, we mentioned him, is I think he felt like he had to force feed Stephon Diggs 150 targets a year. Now maybe you sort of work within the confines of throwing to the guy who's actually open, and the Bills can take a step over that way.
So in terms of just the team in general, how do you think they did so far in free agency? I was kind of just looking at the depth chart. Didn't do a lot offensively. Obviously, adding Samuel, you would assume he's going to be a starter. Added Mac Collins. Trubisky is your backup now. Defensively, they added some backups. How do you think, you know, how would you grade the free agency so far?
I think they've managed, you know, if I had to throw it on there, give them a solid B, because they knew that March of 24 was going to be painful last March. They went all in for the second straight year on the Super Bowl. They knew they'd have to reset their cap. They knew they'd have to cut some veterans who are still playing at a good level. They just hope to do that sort of in the aftermath of reaching a Super Bowl. But I think, to Brandon Bean's credit, the Bills GM, instead of pushing money down the line, making this year's problem next year's problem and the year after that, they said, hey, let's take over some dead money this year. The Diggs thing, $31 million, but then he's off the books. So I think this is sort of a reset year for the Bills, but I'd still put him atop the division.
We're joined by Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News. So McDermott has an outstanding regular season record. He's 73-41, but his problem...
This is going to be my next question.
He's got a Patrick Mahomes problem.
Yeah.
He just can't get past
he's
Patrick
He's lost to
Mahomes
him three times, right?
In the playoffs. Like, how long is Buffalo going to stick with a guy who's got gets work done during the regular season, but can't get over the hump in the playoffs?
But remember, they missed a field goal, which would have tied the playoff game.
Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Is this a big year for McDermott?
Well, it should be, but he's starting his new contract this year, and so he has the trust of ownership. He got the extension about last June. But what Sean McDermott has to sort of prove is he's not the coach to just get him to this point, second round of the playoffs. He can also be the guy to push them through that wall that is Kansas City. And here's the thing about the Bills. The last 2 years, they've had Cincinnati here in the second round. They've had Kansas City here in the second round. They've lost both home playoff games. This is supposed to be this great home field advantage. And this past year against the Chiefs, even if they would have made that field goal, basically the consensus in the entire city was that Mahomes would have went down and wanted the buzzer anyways.
Right. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, Cakes brings it up. McDermott's the last 5 years, 10, 13, 11, 13, and 11 wins. But I just got to think it's a big – I'm not saying he's going to get fired after this year, but, man, you're expected, especially with that franchise quarterback, to kind of get through, at least get to a Super Bowl. And he's only been to one championship game.
Didn't Josh Allen also have a big drop in that game that would have been a touchdown, like a perfect bomb?
Oh, Diggs did, and really, that's the last memory Bills fans are going to have of him.
Yeah, remember that one?
Yeah, I do remember.
Like,
that
I mean, I get it. You haven't gotten over Mount Mahomes, but if Diggs catches the ball, it's a different story. It's like, a lot of people want to put it on Josh Allen. That's a perfect ball.
Sounds like a lot of excuse making over there. You're doing for the Bills' failures.
Well, it's just reality. Diggs dropped the bomb.
Yeah, and then you got we mentioned the Chiefs and Mahomes. The bigger problem for the Bills matchup wise is Cincinnati. They have not had an answer for Joe Burrow in the regular season or playoffs. So I think they're a good matchup for Baltimore, but you know this conference right now is still like a four teams at the top. Now the Bills aren't as good as they were yesterday, but I still think they deserve to be in that conversation.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the stats from last year, Ryan. With the departure of Diggs and Gabe Davis, that is 241 targets vacated. You mentioned Dalton Kincaid. Like, what sort of step do you see him taking in year two? And I'm kind of intrigued by Shakir. Like, he's a slot guy, kind of shifty, gadgety guy. He's going to have to have a bigger role in the offense going forward in 2024 as well.
Yeah, start with Kincaid, you know, 73 catches last year, only two touchdowns, but they used Josh Allen so much on that goal line stuff. I think you saw Kincaid, you know, develop a trust with Allen later in the season. And, you know, what he does is sort of work the middle of the field where you're playing this two deep shell that has taken over the league. Well, that's perfect for tight ends. There's always going to be pockets underneath 2 yards after the catch. But I'm glad you mentioned Shakir going into his third year. He really came on in terms of explosive catches down the stretch last year to where Josh Allen went to him more on third down than he did Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis. So, you know, they have some pieces here. You add another one in the first round of the draft. You got to think then the quarterback will make them better.
What's so besides the wide receiver target in the first round, you think they got to go that way? What other positions do you think they're going to be targeting in the draft?
Well, I think they should target safety after the first round. No Micah Hyde, no Jordan Poyer. I mean, right now it's Mike Edwards and Taylor Rapp. I think you got to find somebody better than that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so that's the rookie there. And, I mean, I think you got to think about a pass rusher because you can't count on Von Miller anymore. Whatever he's going to give you is going to be a bonus. So you need some depth at that position outside. And you can never have enough pass rushers. So that would be my three main things: receiver, safety, pass rusher. And then after that, you're just drafting for depth.
What's the assumption around the rest of the division there? Is the assumption that Miami will maybe take a step back and the Jets presumably a step up? Is that kind of the idea? And who knows what New England?
Yeah, in New England, I mean, they're in a total rebuild.
Yeah.
So you sort of remove them from the equation. And then it's the Jets. Okay, Rodgers is coming back, but he's in his 40s. They're okay on defense, but you want to see it to believe it because they're the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do agree with Miami. Is, you know, Miami has to sort of gut its roster without winning that damn thing over the last couple of years. So they had to make room for Tua's eventual contract. So I think the Dolphins have taken a step back. I've seen the Bills over under at like 10.5. I mean, 10-7 could win this division this year.
Hmm. Ryan, I'm looking at their opponents for 2024. Some of their away games are just brutal. They have to go to Houston, Indianapolis. They have to go to Baltimore and Detroit outside of division. That's not going to be easy for them in 2024.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No, and you know, they at least get Kansas City to come here in the regular season for the first time in forever. But this was a team that did not play well on the road until the last month of the season, and they beat the Chargers and the Dolphins and the Chiefs. So, but yeah, another tough schedule when you're playing some of those first place games.
Hey, so Brandon Bean's the GM, and he came in. I think he hired McDermott, correct? Wasn't that his first year?
The other way around. McDermott got hired, and then he got hired after the 17 draft.
Gotcha. But, you know, we just here in Washington, we got a new GM and Adam Peters, right? And we're kind of just banking on the fact that he's going to make good decisions based on his history. But Bean, he's got a lot of credit. He's done a hell of a job just in terms of the overall wins, right? And getting to the playoffs, what, six of the 7 years or six, mm-hmm. five of the six? So, how's he thought of as a GM up there in Buffalo? It's got to be pretty high.
Very highly regarded because this won't surprise you. There tends to be some dysfunction in NFL franchises mm-hmm. at the upper management level. So he has been the voice of that because they can't get their business side figured out. But, you know, let's put it this way. Brandon Bean's first ever draft pick was Josh Allen. Pretty nice way to start. And Adam Peters is in that same position with Washington coming up. So, you know, if you can hit on that guy, then it allows you to maybe gamble a little bit on some other guys because you got the starting quarterback under rookie contracts. But I think they've done a nice job here in terms of drafting replacements for free agents who have left.
Yeah.
But this is another big draft because, I mean, they're going to have a lot of guys playing on, you know, rookie minimum contracts just because of their cap situation. So they're going to have to find some gems next month.
I know you're just guessing here, but who do you think Washington will take it to?
Let's go with Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
I just think there's so much to like there. And, you know, as a young quarterback, you've got to be able to sort of solve some of your own problems by getting out of the pocket. He can do that. And then, you know, one knock I hear on him that I don't buy is he'll learn how to protect himself because all he's got to do is get hit once in the NFL, he'll start going down.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's what we thought about quickly. Robert, but yeah. Okay. Okay. Maybe right. So.
Ryan, good catching up with you, man. We appreciate the time and the insight.
All right. Take care, fellas. Thanks, Matt.
That's Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News. Give him a follow at Ryan O'Halloran on Twitter. We'll get into EB's entertainment page when we come back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.